Well, 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 hello, and welcome to another episode of Dr. Chuck Stevens' Anything Goes Rock and Roll Party on RadioSt.Pete.com. Word of the day today, British.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay. People, they rush everywhere, each with their own secret care. So ferry across the Mersey, and always take me there, the place I love. People around every corner, they seem to smile and say, we don't care what your name is, boy, we'll never turn you away. So I'll continue to say, here I always will stay. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay. And here I'll stay.
Dr. Chuck Stevens, Anything Goes Rock and Roll Party. Here word of the day I'll is stay. British. RadioSt.Pete.com. I got a lot in store for you from the British Invasion, and also an exclusive interview from Mark Benson from 1964, the tribute before they go into Carnegie Hall.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on to my door. We walked onto my door, then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing. She's mine. I'm hers. She's mine. Wedding bells are going chime. Whoa, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing. How we're gonna stay singing. Well, I'm hers.
I'm hers.
She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hers.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime.
In the daytime, girl, I want to be with you all of the time. The only time I feel alright is by your side. more effort. Oh yeah, all day and night I'm yours, leave me never.
Now, did you guys really think, after so many years of doing the original Breakfast with the Beatles, here's a little something I put together for you.
Together. somebody.
Help!
Not just anybody.
Help!
You know I need someone.
Help!
When I was younger, so much younger than today,
I never needed
anybody's help in any way.
Now
these days are gone and I'm not so self-assured.
Now I find
I've changed my mind and opened up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being round.
Help me get my feet back on the ground.
Won't you please, please help me?
You really don't think I would have forgot any of that?
Bus stop where day she's there, I say, Michelle, my umbrella. Bus stop, bus go, she stays, love grows under my umbrella.
RadioSt.Pete.com, Dr. Chuck Stevens, Anything Goes Rock and Roll Party, British.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had turned the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. Well, no one told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had turned the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there.
taken now live to Disney World Epcot Center with Peter Noon.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. Can't it stand? She doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough it ain't no good to her. She wants to return those things I bought her. But she can't keep them just the same.
Sister, we're going to stay.
CP.com, Dr. Chuck Stevens, Anything Goes Rock and Roll Party with the Stones. Stevens, Anything Goes, Rock and Roll Party with the Stones. Let's spend a night together, RadioCP.com. Well, I'll tell you what, coming up next, I have probably one of the most interesting things you're going to hear. Every once in a while when I'm surfing the internet, I try and find things for this show that are kind of a little bit different. I know everybody plays the same records, and, you know, I may go a little obscure and play something, but what I've got here is something unique. These two young ladies, you can find them on YouTube, you can find them on Facebook. They're called the Mona Lisa Twins. And I'll just play this song and let you find out for yourself. Just if you ever contact them, let them know that you heard it on Dr. Chuck Stevens, Anything Goes Rock and Roll Party Worldwide.
He'll regret.
Bowie.
Hey man, I have a dog.
Chuck Stevens, Anything Goes Rock and Roll Party. Like I said earlier today, that I'm going to have an exclusive interview with Mark Benson of 1964, The Tribute. Let's take a listen and see what they sound like.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel all right. You know I work all day to get your money. Just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So why on earth should I moan? 'Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay. When I'm home and it seems to be right, when I'm home feeling you only be tight. Oh,
ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Dr. Chuck Stevens, Anything Goes Rock and Roll Party on the other end of my phone. It's a real great friend of mine. I've known him for so many years. This is Mark Benson of 1964, The Tribute. And I thank him very much for stopping by. So tell me, what is new? What's going on?
Hi, Doc. How's it going? We're doing wonderful. It's going to be a big year for us. As you know, knowing us since the 80s, we never, ever intended this to be full-time, this 1964 The Tribute Beatles show. Just for anybody who doesn't know what this is about, it's basically the show was put together to show people, to give them a glimpse of what it was like if you were lucky enough to get a ticket to see the Beatles when they were touring in the early 60s, 63 to 66. So all of our music we choose is from Revolver and before. Right before everything changed and went psychedelic and they quit touring and went in the studio. This is, our attempt at showing people what it was like to actually experience a live Beatles concert. So, all the gear, the guitars and the amplifiers and the suits and the haircuts and the chatting on stage and everything is designed around a similar conversation that the Beatles had on stage. And at, initially we thought, this is going to be a baby boomer thing. People who grew up with this are going to like it. We might do an oldies party or a class reunion, maybe a nightclub. But, we thought this was going to be something we'd do maybe once a month, once every 2 months, just in Ohio. And we're in the middle of our 34th year touring. We're doing about 80 to 90 shows a year. On February 17th, coming up in a week, a little more than a week, we'll have our 14th performance at Carnegie Hall in New York City.
And a lot of people don't realize
they never told any of us.
No.
They never told any of us.
That's great. Well, one of the things a lot of people don't know, that it's not like a lot of the tribute bands you see out there where they do this and then they go back to Midas Mufflers or whatever. This is a world touring act. You've been all over the world, all over the world. It's incredible.
And there doesn't seem to be any absence of Beatles fans anywhere on the planet, believe me. It's not just America or England. I mean, there's a huge contingent of Beatles fans everywhere.
And a lot of people don't realize that you headlined a lot of the big Beatle music festivals, like Abbey Road on the River and different things like that, and you're always in demand no matter where you're at. It seems like you never get a break.
Well, I mean, we don't take a vacation until around the holidays, Christmas and Thanksgiving. Typically, you know, when you do what we do, summers are your pretty big season for you. So we don't usually, all of our kids are, you know, grown now, so we don't usually do the summer family vacations. And I try to give everybody a good month off around the holidays so they can spend the time with their families, and then we're back to work.
And that's important, especially when you do what you do. I mean, being out on the road all the time, it can get hectic and it can get lonely. I mean, I did it too, and it can get very lonesome out there. So you got to have that family connection. So tell me, what is up and coming? I mean, you guys are touring. You have merchandise available if you want to talk about that.
Well, just, you know, typical 64 shirts, 64 music, CDs for sale. Hopefully we'll have another CD out this summer. This doesn't show any signs. It doesn't show any signs of slowing up. I swear. I had a granddad and his 7-year-old grandson in the front row the other night, and every song we started, the little kid looks up at his granddad, goes, "Oh, grandpa," like that. And I thought, that's a life moment for them. They'll
absolutely. I mean, they'll never get to see the Beatles. So I mean, that is the. I mean, it's been stated in many magazines and all over the world that this is the number one Beatles tribute in the world.
Well, I got a chance to talk to his granddad after the show, and he said, normally when I do stuff with my grandson, I do stuff he likes, because I know that he'll have the attention span for it. But he said, we both just finished playing the Beatles Rock Band game on the computer before we came to the show tonight. And the kid was so excited to come to this show, he said, this is going to be our thing. We're going to do music now. I never thought that I could bond with my grandson over music I grew up with.
Well, you never know. He could start his own Beatles tribute band. Music today. I mean, I've seen all different genres of it. I've seen kids. I've seen all girls. I've seen everything. And you never know. You just never know.
I saw an all-girls band called She Loves You in Liverpool, and they were really good.
Excellent. So now, yeah, are you familiar with the Mona Lisa
shows
Twins?
You how, you know, that's right, exactly. But this just shows you how the influence of the Beatles, whether directly or indirectly, is still so prevalent in the music industry.
You just never know how far this is going to reach and how many more years it's going to reach. I mean, Paul McCartney's still selling out concerts. Ringo's still selling concerts. And it's on and on and on and on. It'll go on forever.
No, this is an unprecedented time in music, because typically rock and roll is a young man's game.
Mm-hmm. But
so
now it's starting to get
guys
better.
Guys in the 70s are still in stadiums still.
Sure. Absolutely.
That never happened before.
So what's the biggest crowd you ever played for?
I think the biggest crowd we ever played for was 34,000 in Ottawa, Canada.
Wow.
It was a Canada Day celebration. So they weren't all there just to see us. There was like several groups on stage all day. But I mean, it was just a monumental. I've been to big festivals before.
Sure.
It's hard to relate to that many people when you go, how's it going? And about 2 seconds later, the people in the back raise their hand.
Yeah, that delay kind of throws you a little bit. I remember that in Tacoma or Washington. It's kind of the same thing. Like,
right.
What the heck?
Right.
One of the things that I have to ask, though, I mean, if you were not doing this, and I know you were in music before that throughout the Cleveland area. I do know that. But what would you be doing?
It'd be something in music, I'm sure. I mean, I was a guitar maker, restorer, repair guy for many, many years, and I still do that stuff now. But this has taken up most of my time, so it's...
Hey, Bulldog.
that's right. It really does take up enough time. But you know what? I mean, the years go by so fast, and you realize, geez, it's been 10 years, it's been 20 years, it's been 30 years. And we're still having a riot.
I mean,
when we go out to play, and we're on stage, and we're laughing our butts off about a joke we made or something like that, that's not the acting part. That's just chemistry between the guys in the band having a great time.
And it shows.
It's still fun. It really is. And I think that's the thing I really like about this band, is that we have such a good chemistry of guys.
So tell me a little bit about Carnegie Hall. Where can they get tickets? Are they available? And give me that.
CarnegieHall.org. I know they're selling really well. If you've never been to Carnegie Hall, it's just, I mean, try to find a more famous venue in America or even the world. And we've been blessed to perform there 13 times prior to this performance. It's coming up on the 17th of February. We have a 16-piece orchestra that's going to perform with us, doing songs like Gotta Get You Into My Life and Ella Rigby, still staying in the early time period. I hope to see everybody out there.
How can they get a hold of 1964 The Tribute?
Best way is 1964thetribute.com.
You can get merchandise, you can see where they're touring. And can they contact you guys there?
Sure.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, everybody tell Mark, when you contact him at 1964thetribute.com, that you heard it on Dr. Chuck Stevens, Anything Goes Rock and Roll Party.
RadioStinkPete.com, Dr. Chuck Stevens, Anything Goes Rock and Roll Party. On a British weekend, this is Martha Hoople.
I'd kick it in the head when he was 25. Speed jive, don't wanna stay alive when you're 25. And when you're stealing clothes from Marks and Sparks, and Freddy's got spots from ripping up the stars from his face, funky little boat race. The television man is crazy, same with juvenile delinquent Rex. Oh man, I need TV. It's a real mean team, but we can love. Oh yes, we can love. And my brother's back at home with his Beatles and his Stones. We never got it off on that revolution stuff. What a drag. Too many snacks. Nah, I drunk a lot of wine and I'm feeling fine. Gotta raise some cap to bed. Oh, is that concrete all around? Or is it in my head?
Dr. Chuck Stevens, Anything Goes Rock and Roll Party. Tell you what, you want to weigh in on this show, all you got to do is go to Facebook, Dr. Chuck Stevens, Anything Goes Rock and Roll Party. Find me on Facebook, like it on Facebook, let me know what you want to hear. I'm getting a lot of requests in, so make sure you get them in fast. I mean, lots of stuff going on, including this one, Spencer Davis Group. going out to Phoenix, Arizona, and Detroit, Michigan. Spencer Davis Group, give me some love. Stevens, anything goes, rock and roll party. Give me some loving. Good friend of mine, Spencer Davis, had done many, many shows with him. Right now, one of the greatest songs ever written for the 70s from the British years. This is Cliff Richard, Devil Woman, RadioStPete.com.
She's just a devil woman.
BritishRadio.com. I'll see you guys next week. Right now, as we wrap up the British version of this, these are the boys from back in town.
Much to see, man. I still think them cats impressed. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. Told them you're making living downtown, driving all the old and crazy. The boys are back in town.
Boys are back in town.
I said the boys are back in town. She'd be on the floor shaking what you got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was a red hot. I mean, steamer. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she smacked Johnny's face. Man, you felt about the bliss that you